Damn, babe, the neighbors were really loud last night. Sounded like they were having some sort of crazy party. What? No, I had no idea they were on vacation for 3 months. And they rented out their place as an Airbnb? No wonder, they're usually so quiet. They must be making a killing. Oh shit, you're right. It is spring break. Oh, that makes even more sense with the party going on last night. Oh, spring break. So many fond memories. Oh, come on, babe. I know I've told you some of my spring break tales. What are you implying? That I was one of those spring break sleds? I'll have you know that for most of my spring break adventures, I had a boyfriend. That's not to say that I wasn't kind of a slut, though. Come on. You know your girl too well. And I know you well, too, babe. This is turning you on. You want to hear one of my naughty spring break tales, don't you? Fuck. I love what turns you on is me being a slut, babe. And I'm happy to tell you about one particular spring break adventure, but you know you have to take your cock out first, right? Show me how badly you want to hear me talk dirty in your ear. Oh, fuck. Can you stroke it for me while I tell you what a slut I was? Oh, my God. I love watching you stroke your cock, babe. Like I said, I went on spring break with my boyfriend 1 year. We just wanted to spend the time getting away, some sun, some sand. But before we left for spring break, we really didn't see much of each other. I can't remember why. We were just both busy. He was working, I was busy, so we hadn't fucked for a couple of weeks. And he was a bit of a tease with his cock. He knew how much I loved cock and cum, and he liked to tease me, make me desperate for it. Which was fun at times when we were fucking regularly, but you know that 2 weeks is a really long time for your girl not to have cum, right, babe? Yeah, it's like an eternity. So, of course, I assumed that as soon as we got to our hotel room, we'd just start fucking like rabbits. But he liked teasing me, and he kept it up for a long time. It was really pissing me off. He'd just give me one excuse after the other, and finally he said he had to go to the front desk for something, and he'd be a while, and that I should have a shower and enjoy the room and the view. Apparently, our room had the best view of all the rooms in the hotel. Not like I gave a fuck about the room, babe. All I wanted was cock. God, your cock looks so good. You know it's impossible for me not to get distracted when you stroke. All right, fine. I know I've barely gotten to one of the good parts, but it's coming. So I did have a shower, and just as I'd gotten out of the shower and wrapped my towel around me, I heard our hotel room door open, so I figured it was him. I figured that I'd just come out of the bathroom and drop my towel and make him fuck me. Well, thank you, babe. I'm glad to hear you think my naked body is pretty irresistible. Fuck, God damn, is that pre-cum at the tip? Do you think you could just swipe a little bit onto your finger and give me a taste? Yeah, babe. Oh, fuck. Really, is that what I'm doing? Sucking your finger like I'd suck your cock? You're right. Now I'm being the tease. I can't help it though, babe. Besides, it's not like you know I'll hold out on you. I'll always put out for your cock. Okay, fine. I'll be good. So when I got out of the bathroom in just my towel, I was shocked to see some random guy in my room. He looked just as shocked to see me. He was definitely one of those college spring breaker types. He started stumbling over his words, telling me that some guy down at the bar gave him my hotel room key, told him to check out the best view in the hotel. And I knew it had to be my boyfriend. What's that? No, that's just the thing, babe. I mean, he knew I loved cock, his cock, but he didn't know what a total slut he was dating. He kind of liked having me all to himself. Something about seeing that guy all nervous, trying not to look at my tits and my legs, and kind of the way the towel parted a little in my upper thighs, got me even hornier than I already was. And I mean, he had a cock. A hard one, too, from the bulge in his shorts. So I figured, if it's a view he wanted... not just yet. Instead, I told him to go over to the window and take a look out, enjoy the view. And I was behind him, a little ways behind him, when I undid my towel and let it fall to the floor. I knew he could hear it, and the way the shadows were against the glass, I knew he could see my reflection behind him. He was watching my naked body as I stepped in closer behind him and whispered against his ear, "So what do you think of the view?" He was trembling and definitely not used to a slut like me teasing him. It was kind of adorable. All I wanted was cock, babe, so bad. Oh, why, when I tell you these stories, does it feel like I haven't had your cock in days? I get so horny and so worked up. Anyways, I pressed my tits against his t-shirt. He could feel my hard nipples and kind of let out this high-pitched, squeaky whimper. And I told him the guy in the bar was right. This is the best room in the place. Not only because of the view. When I said that part, I slid my hand down into his shorts, pulled his cock out over the top. It was so hard. I could already feel the sticky pre-cum on the head of his cock, babe. I started to stroke him. He put his hands on the glass and shut his eyes, bit his lip, and started whimpering, bucking his hips into my hand as I jacked him off. It wasn't exactly what I wanted when I said I wanted cock. I mean, it is fun to stroke a cock. Like, fun when I put my hand over yours like this, babe, and stroke you. But it's not the same as having you in my mouth or inside one of my other holes. Don't you agree? Now who's having trouble talking? So I jacked him off like I'm jacking you off, Faith, with my hand faster and whispered against his ear. Isn't he glad he came to this room? And isn't he gonna come very soon in this room, too? And before he could even finish one full nod of his head, he let go. He started coming. You know how young, a hard, horny, pent-up cocks come, right, babe? In thick, hot jets. Just splashed up against the window, jet after jet of his hot cum. Oh, there was so much of it, leaving huge white streaks down the glass. And then I put his cock back in his pants, and I took the key card that my boyfriend had given him. I put it back in his hand, and I told him to go back down to the bar and find another guy who he thinks might enjoy the view from this room and send him on up. He asked me about the guy who originally gave him the key, and I told him to forget about that prick. He's not important. Just give it to someone who you think will have as much fun as you did. Oh, yes, I did, Faith. And just the thought of that, another hard, horny spring break stranger coming into my room, got me so wet. I just climbed up onto the middle of the bed, leaned my back against the headboard, put my heels on the bed, spread my legs wide, and started fucking my pussy with my fingers. What's that? You want me to show you the position I was in? You are so bad. Well, I didn't have these panties on, so I'll have to get rid of them. I leaned back against the headboard like this. Put my heels flat on the bed, my knees bent, spread my legs open. Fuck. Started playing with my horny pussy like this. And then, barely 10 minutes passed before I heard the key card slip in the door again, and another young, horny guy come into the room. I asked him right away if he liked the view. He was less timid than the other guy. I'm pretty sure he already saw the cum splatter on the windows. He didn't even walk towards him. He just nodded, looking at me, watching me play with my pussy, telling me it's the best view he's ever seen. While he ripped off his shirts, tugged his shorts down, and crawled up between my legs, burying his face in my pussy. Oh yeah, babe, I was just as wet as I am now. Wanna feel? Give me your free hand and let me just slide it down my pussy lips like this. Oh, yeah, it was that way. God. Why'd you stop, babe? Well, I can tell this story while you play with my pussy. Fine. You're right. It is too hard to concentrate, but oh God, I'm horny now. All right, yeah, good idea. Hurry up and get to the end of the tale so I can get your cock. The cock I want the most. Oh yeah, your cock is the one I want, babe. Anyways, He ate my pussy out for a little bit and then climbed up on top of me and slipped his cock inside me. He just fucked me like that, leaning over me while I sat up with my back against the headboard. It was quick. I don't even think he got, like, 4 thrusts in before he was coming. It's not really his fault, though, babe. I was coming all over his cock. It just felt so good to get fucked by a hard dick. I'd waited so long. And like the other guy, when he finished, I gave him my key back and told him to hand it over to another guy that would appreciate the view from my room. It felt so naughty, babe, knowing that he was just gonna get some other random cock to come in and fuck me. It also felt so naughty knowing that my boyfriend just thought I was in the room getting hornier and hornier and more desperate for his cock. He really thought he had the upper hand on this spring break vacation, but, well, we'll get to the part where he figures things out. The next time my key card slipped through my room door wasn't one spring breaker that entered, babe, but 2. They looked like best friends. They looked shocked to just see me sitting in the chair by the window where there was cum still drying on the glass, the sheets on the bed ruffled, smell of sex in the air. I think they thought this was some sort of weird prank. Not really what it was, just a horny slut waiting for Cox to come to her and fuck her. I had to do a little encouraging. I stood up and put my knees on the seat of the chair, bent over, leaned my tits up against the back of it, stuck my ass, my pussy out, and beckoned them over. Told them they could spit roast me, each have a hole to fuck. Oh, I did, babe. I wanted to be spit roasted. I was so happy seeing 2 cocks instead of 1. They didn't hesitate. God, sometimes I think of the pranks that really could go on, or scams or whatever, and spring break, because guys with hard cocks just forget about everything. Everything except getting those cocks in one of my warm, wet holes. I started sucking one who was standing behind the chair. The other one was fucking my pussy from behind. They were moaning and telling each other how fucking lucky they were. This is already their best spring break yet. How good my holes felt. I would just moan around the cock in my mouth. I guess I was taking a little too long by this time, because that's when I heard another key card in the door. I didn't even bother to look around. I knew it must have been my boyfriend. He was giggling when he came in the door, but that stopped abruptly when he saw the sight that greeted him. His girlfriend bent over in the chair in front of the window, getting spit roasted by 2 young cocks, dripping cum and pussy juice all over the one fucking my pussy from behind. I heard him say, "What the fuck?" And then one of the guys, I guess, mistook my boyfriend for a fellow spring breaker and said, "Come on over. We'll make room for you. This slut's really horny for cock." He didn't say anything. He just walked up to where the guys were fucking me. He stood beside the guy behind the chair whose cock was in my mouth, and I just looked at my boyfriend and kept sucking, smiling up at him, my eyes rolling back in my head every so often when that cock behind me bottomed out deep up inside my pussy. And I reached out and rubbed his hard cock over his shorts. He was hard watching me get fucked, babe. Which kind of surprised me. You know how some men can be. They don't appreciate my slutty nature. I want to suppress it. Make sure it's only reserved for them. They aren't like you, babe. But surprisingly, the sight of me was turning him on. Pretty soon, he was tugging his shorts down too. He was encouraging the other guys to fuck me, telling them that I think this slut can take it all down her throat. Why don't you bury your cock deep till your balls are resting on her chin and see if she could take it? When I reached out and started stroking my boyfriend's cock, well, I did exactly that. Deep-throated that dick all the way to the base, my eyes watering, my pussy clenching on the cock behind me. My boyfriend kind of sabotaged himself with his teasing of me, babe. It was so hard and horny and now desperate to fuck me, to care that I was being spit-roasted by two random college cocks. He couldn't wait anymore either. He egged the guys on more, telling them to do dirty things like rub my clits, add a finger in with the cock in my pussy, tug on my nipples, telling them all the things that I liked. Because he already knew what I liked, babe. Yeah, he did. Oh, fuck yeah, he knew I loved taking more cocks. He could see the smile on my face. Watched me grinding my hips back on that dick, gobbling up the one in my mouth, stroking him and watching him with that look of ecstasy and amazement in my face. He knew. He had to know. And he mentioned to them that I looked like a real slut. I looked like the type of slut that would be willing to take a cock up her ass. They both seemed shocked by that idea. He just winked at me, nudged the guy whose cock I was sucking, and told him to get behind me, join his friend, try to stick his cock in my ass and see what happens, see if the slut will take it. And he slipped into the spot that the young guy moved from behind the seats. He pulled my head back by my hair and said, "This is what you wanted, isn't it, slut? This is how you hoped to spend your spring break. Come on, if this is what you want, prove it to me. Be my slut and prove it." Yeah. It's hard not to get into it when I'm getting fucked by a lot of cocks. You know that, right, babe? I opened my mouth wide, took his cock inside, and started sucking him. I missed his cock. Oh yeah, he had a good cock, babe. Nice fat head on him like I like. Girthy like I like. And at the same time, I reached back and spread my ass cheeks open, encouraging one of those boys to stick their cock in there. You should have heard them cursing, talking dirty, trying to decide who would get my ass. He told them just to take turns, swap their cocks in and out of my holes, so they could both get the pleasure of anally fucking a slut on their spring break. Wasn't that on their wish list after all? Oh, it was, babe. They did. I just got pushed deeper down my boyfriend's cock while they started to fit their fat cock in my ass. I don't know whose cock was who. I didn't care. I just wanted to get fucked. I wanted them to make me airtight. Cock in every hole. Oh, my boyfriend really went wild, face-fucking me. I got a hard pounding of his thick cock down my throat. He was bucking me so hard that the chair was almost tipping forward in the other direction. But I didn't care. I reached up, grabbed handfuls of my boyfriend's ass, and just pulled him deeper into my mouth. Drool dripping down my chin, my tits, onto the back of the chair. Cocks behind me just slamming into my holes, using me roughly, stretching me, grunting how I was going to make them come so fast. He told him to do it. Make a mess of that slut's holes. This is what she's been begging for. He tugged my head off of his cock, rubbed it on my face. He looked down at me and said, "Isn't this what you fucking were begging for, slut? Begging to get fucked? Now you got what you wanted?" And I looked up at him and said, "Yes, yes, yes, please. Please, please. Oh. Oh, well, I had my head all right here. Let me just get in position, babe. My head was right here under his cock. Oh, fuck. Yeah, he was stroking it just like you are. He would thrust it down my throat. Yeah, like that, babe. Oh, he was throat fucking me while I was getting fucked so deep by those young cocks. Yes, I did love it. I loved it. What? Oh, yes, he did. He made me beg, too. He made me beg them to fill my pussy and my ass with cum. He held my head off his cock with my tongue out against the tip. Yeah, just like this. Oh, he just held his cock against my tongue because he knew how badly I wanted his cum, babe. Yes, I want your cum so bad. Please, blame me, please. Oh, he told me I wouldn't get it until I milked their cocks. I reached between my legs and rubbed one of their balls. Oh, I squeezed my ass against that cock in there. I begged him to fuck me. I begged him to fill me. I called myself a little slut. I told them they could come back and use me on spring break if they just gave me their cum. Because I wanted his cum in my mouth so bad. I want your cum, baby. I want it. Please, fuck, please. Yes, they did come pay me. They were so rough and mean. They squeezed my tits so hard. Fuck. Yeah, like that. Oh my god, please, baby, please. I don't want to look at your cock, please. Please. Oh, fuck. Fine. Yes, he watched them come in me. He told them not to stop until I filled up my holes with cum. Oh, God. Yeah. And then he handed them the key card. He handed each of them both of our key cards and told them to go find more guys who wanted to see the view in our room, babe. He did. Oh, and when they got dressed and left, he put me down on my knees on the floor, right in front of the window. Knowing that the way the sun was hitting the window now, everyone down at the pool could just look up and see me there on my knees, pushing cum out of my holes, sucking his cock. Do you... Yes, that's just how he fucked me, baby. Oh, and I could hear people cheering from outside. He asked me if I heard them, and I nodded my head, and he pulled my hair back, all the way back. Yeah, like that, babe. Then he told me to jack his cock off right over my face, show them what a little slut I was. Yes, put both hands on his cock like this, and I jacked him off until he came on my face and my tits fit. Please, 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 yes, do it. Show me how much you love what a slut I was. Not just for him, but for all those cocks on spring break. Everyone watching me probably ended up in my room that weekend, babe. Oh, God, yes, I fucked so many cocks. I was such a good little slut. Please, baby, please, please, please. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, God, cock. Put it in my mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, oh my God. Oh, God, you're coming so good. Oh, fuck. No, I didn't make up the ending, mate. I spent almost that entire spring break in that room with the view. Needless to say, mine. Boyfriend got a little jealous of how much I actually loved getting fucked by other cocks. And we didn't make it much past that spring break, but I will always remember how much fun I had in that room with the view. Oh, really? You think our neighbors celebrating spring break might enjoy that story? You might be right, babe. Or maybe we could just go to the window and show them the slut that lives next door. Then go introduce ourselves when their cocks are so hard already that they won't be able to resist. Yeah, babe, come to the window right here. Let me suck you again while they watch. Get them so hard for me. I'll fuck them so good for you, I promise. Oh, fuck, right back at you, babe. I love being your slut.